It's unbelievable to think that it's been 10 years since the Sandy Hook tragedy. Today is the anniversary. It feels like yesterday. 100%. I remember sitting in the studio like it was yesterday and talking about it and having it happen live. Jenny Hubbard lost her daughter, Catherine Hubbard, her beautiful girl, that day. In honor of her daughter, Jenny has created the Catherine Violet Hubbard Animal Sanctuary and done so many great things. Jenny, thanks for joining us.
It's astounding to me to think today being 10 years. You know, in some ways, it feels like a lifetime ago because so much has happened since then, good and bad. And in other ways, it feels like it was just yesterday. I mean, it must be surreal for you at this point.
It is surreal. And it always happens this way, this time of year, whether it's 10 or 6 or 5. I live more acutely within two different time zones, so to speak. Like, I can tell you exactly where I was the Sunday before and the Wednesday before, and of course, on the actual day. What was I doing right now? I'm more hypersensitive to it now because I think that there's a lot of, with all of the attention and the curiosity around just where are you now and the it being 10 years. I think when it happened, so many people just caught their breath and wondered, wow, like, what if that were me? And so I think that there's this just natural curiosity around, like, how do you recover?
Well, speaking of recover, Jenny, what you did was you put your love for your daughter and you created this beautiful animal sanctuary foundation that's done so much. What was that like?
I think that we at the sanctuary have a tendency to make it look like it was really easy and things just came along and fell into place. But it has been hard work and focused attention and being really specific about what we were going to do and what we weren't going to do. And for me, to be able to create this place in Catherine's memory and being able to focus on all that was good about her and all that she shared with me and the people around her and the animals that she loved, I've been able to focus on her compassion and emulate what she offered to her little world. And it has allowed me to really focus on all of the compassion and the goodness and the kindness that has surrounded me. I've been thinking a lot about a comment that one of Catherine's riding instructors shared with her, and it was, "You steer where you stare." And as I think about the past 10 years, it's truth. I am just clinging to the good things and know that whatever the tragedy is, whatever the trial that individually someone's facing, that I'm facing, or that a community or a country's facing, that goodness will ensue.
It's such an interesting and profound prophetic statement, a simple one, but a big one. You steer where you stare, or where your focus goes is where your energy goes, is where you're, getting your input and putting your energy as well.
It's Jenny Hubbard. She lost her daughter, Catherine, 10 years ago in the Sandy Hook tragedy. And as a mom, how do you move forward?
For me, it was focusing on compassion and Catherine's love of animals. And in making that choice, it was almost like I could exhale. Like, I knew, not specifically, like, I didn't know the steps that I would take, but I knew that what set right where I could start breathing again was in creating a place that honored Catherine's love of animals. It's exciting for me to know that out of something so dark and awful, violent, is something that's so beautiful and peaceful.
Where are you now? Yeah. Where is the foundation headed?
Well, you know, the state conveyed 34 acres of property in 2014, setting into motion our sanctuary. It had a home, a place to call home, but there were no facilities on the property, and it was the parcel of land had sat fallow for 10 years, and so it was riddled with invasive plants and choked. And so we spent a good part of the past number of years really restoring the property and reestablishing habitats and the site work. A lot. It's not sexy, and it's not anything that you look at now and you go, oh, that's cool, because it was dirt. There was a lot of dirt being moved around and drainage put in and retaining walls. We just completed an access drive. So little by little, the pieces have been put into place to get us to where we are today, and that is announcing that we're ready to begin our capital build efforts, the creation of a library, or it's an educational facility. It supports our programming, our human programming, and a veterinary intake facility to support our animal programming, because we made a decision when the land was conveyed to work in tandem. So we've got all of this site work going on and property development pieces, and we launched programming that over the past 10 years has reached 143,000 humans. We've taught people how to care for the animals that they share their yards with and their homes with. And we provided care for animals in over 29 Connecticut communities to the pets of seniors specifically. And the Butterfly Party continues to welcome 10,000 people this past year, 10,000 people, and find homes for over 800 animals. So far.
It's one of my favorite events every year. It's just, it's a total love fest with animals.
It is.
Jenny, what you've done is truly amazing. If people want to learn more about the sanctuary and all the incredible work that you've done, where do they go?
To learn more about everything that we do, visit cvhfoundation.org.
And now we'd like to ask you to join us in a moment of silence as we remember all the children and the administrators that lost their life that day.